Joliet comes here in 1822. He comes here to make pig iron to make his marine engines in New York. When he comes here, there are only three structures standing. One is the Monmouth Furnace, and the second one is Mr. O'Lear's house, built in 1790. The third one built is the manager's house, built in 1750. So Mr. O'Lear comes here, makes pig iron, takes it to New York. In 1827, he builds his first house. That is the foreman's cottage, built in 1827. In 1828, he builds this building. Now, we're not really sure why he built the building. It was kind of a mystery, but he built it near the stream, and he built it with a lot of windows. A lot of windows you would need for men to work in because there was no electricity in 1828. And so he builds his building, and he starts making cast iron cookware, which he calls hollowware. By 1834, he builds a second half to this building. In the basement, it's all brick-lined floor, brick-lined walls, brick around the ceiling. Way at the end, he builds what he calls his enameling furnace. He started to enamel the cast iron cookware, which he called hollowware, that he was producing. And he did that between 1834 and 1837. This building, the original part of the building, is 8 years older than the general store or the bakery or the blacksmith. In this building also tells the story of Arthur Brisbane.